Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings, they're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Club and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself, because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. Could shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
We're on the air.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We admittedly on this show do not talk a lot of baseball. I like baseball. You guys are not overly huge fans. You respect the sport. You used to like
great
a lot
respect
more.
For the sport.
We played it
and played it, loved it. Matter of fact, if a game got rained out from Little League all the way through Legion Ball, Steve, I was very upset.
Yeah, I used to bury myself in my room on game day and close all the curtains because if I saw a cloud, I'd freak out.
It would. I'd freak out. I'm with you, especially in youth. Baseball? Oh,
that was devastating. That was youth.
You wanted to play baseball
Jake,
so
I would
bad.
Literally lock myself in my room and close all the curtains because if I saw
took
clouds.
This seriously back then.
I did that yesterday.
That's changed for you, Sip? What? Really? Well, I should note before on baseball, by the way, number one, Creighton beats Nebraska 9-5 yesterday in Haymarket Park. Lost there. And the Royals could beat 5-0. So bad baseball day here.
Creighton has won 10 of 12 against Nebraska. 10 of 12.
The midweek was a tough thing last year, even with the great success. Midweek was very tough.
You want a midweek stat? You want a midweek stat?
I do.
Creighton has won 17 straight midweek games.
Okay, that's a phenomenal stat.
That's a phenomenal stat. How about that?
Creighton. So. They call themselves the Tuesdays.
I did not know this. Thank you.
You made that up, but it's funny.
The Tuesdays.
I like that.
I didn't make it up.
I like that. Well, one more thing real quick, Jake, if I could, just real quick. This is a incredible time in the state, especially in Lincoln, because the Blue Coats are here. Yeah. God, I love seeing
there's a story about that, too.
The corduroy Blue Coats are here like that. The FFA is in town.
That's what it is.
So Elizabeth, my wife, used to be in FFA. It was called, it stands
she
for...
She raised rabbits.
It stands for Future Farmers of America. Now, somehow, the last couple of years, it's just FFA. It doesn't stand for that anymore. They just call
what?
It... Yeah.
Wait a second.
Time out.
The acronym is... If someone proved me wrong on this, but... FFA always has stood for Future Farmers of America.
Yes. Now it is what?
And now they don't want it to be necessarily tied into just farmers. So it's still called FFA, but that's it. It doesn't stand for anything.
That's remarkable, but I'm telling you right now.
I'm dead serious. That's not a joke.
When you see the Blue Coats rolling around here in the blue court, when you see them, you know right away what it is. It's FFA.
Yep.
That's what it is. A lot more females, which is incredible. I like that. Yeah. Yep.
We've been seeing this for 30 years.
I've talked to a group in there from West Point.
They did.
Guardian Angels
people
and Cadets.
Drinking coffee right now.
Yeah, and the West Point's FFA. Here. So there's Blue Coats everywhere, and they walk by. It makes you happy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it makes you very happy.
They're happy too.
So anyway, go ahead, Jake. Thank bats.
The world is fascinated with torpedo bats right now. The New York Yankees have been scoring runs at a very high clip. They've had 41 runs, the second most in franchise history through four games, and a big credit to that. Is apparently these things called torpedo bats, which were developed by former MIT physicist and current Miami Marlins staffer Aaron Lenhart. He was an analyst for the Yankees. He made these to make the bat, quote, as heavy and as fat as possible in the spot where players are most often making contact with the ball. This has helped the Yankees score runs at a very, very high rate.
Here's the deal. Here's the interesting thing about this conversation. This is not new. There were players in major leagues using them in 2023. It was just not it just stayed under the radar somehow. I read a New York Times article about it yesterday. Now I can't pull it up because you got to have a subscription. But it's being presented as a new thing. It's not. There have been that players used them last year.
Okay.
It wasn't a big deal. They look kind of like bowling pins.
Bowling pins, very accurate.
Yeah, they're kind of like bowling pins.
Wonder what it's like the first time you handed a bat to Aaron Judge. Hey, try
now,
this
Judge
one out.
Doesn't wear one. Use one.
He doesn't need it.
He doesn't use one. And I'm not saying he won't, but
there's anybody that's been hitting for these are in their major leaguers, and all of a sudden, what's this feel like? I just wonder what it feels like.
I wonder
like.
What it feels like.
I kind of want to have one in my hands.
The shortstop for the Cincinnati Reds, Jake, you should know his name. You don't. He
is
was
it De La Cruz?
No. Yes, maybe. Ellie De La Cruz. Okay. He was skeptical of it, but decided to use one and had 2 home runs and 7 RBIs in a game this year. He was skeptical of it at first, but obviously it worked out for him well. So they've been around. They just caught fire. Probably because the Yankees had that big uprising against the Brewers, right?
Yes. He scored a lot of runs.
Scored 20 runs.
A lot of home runs.
9 home runs.
So the little bit of information I've picked up is that a bat has to be in Major League has 42 inches is the max length.
Okay.
It has to be made of a single piece of wood.
Okay. And then ash, burr.
Single piece of wood. Okay. And then the circumference, whatever that
maple.
Is, if it's 3 inches, whatever that, it's one circumference. Okay. That's it.
Okay.
So
you can change.
You can move anything you want. Those are the 3 rules of a major league bat.
What I've read is that what's...
Okay, girls, today I'm giving you the inside scoop on my favorite place to save this spring. At Ross, it's the spot to get everything you need at prices you'll love. Because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off other retailers' prices, you'll definitely be finding your next favorite outfit and more. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on these deals on your favorite dresses and tops. And at this price, you might as well throw in a new purse or pair of shoes too. But Ross isn't just about savings. They're about giving back. This year, Ross and their customers raised over $4.1 million to support the Boys and Girls Clubs and local youth programs to help kids and families thrive. Seriously, just visit your local Ross and see for yourself. Because I know you like to keep your closet full and your costs low. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at your local Ross.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The players are... It's compelling to a lot of players because bats haven't changed much over the years, if you think about it.
No.
But the bats don't change. Now they've changed. There's this...
Torpedo bat.
Yeah. It was a big... You know, it was a big deal when Bonds went to Maple. He was the only player. Most players were using ash at that time. So it was the late 90s, early 2000s.
Early 2000s, yeah.
Yeah, and most players were using ash. He went to Maple, and it was a huge, like it was a major change. Wow, Bonds is using Maple. That was a change. Now this is a major change. I think some players started going to Maple after that. I think it's burr, ash, and Maple. I don't know what these things are. They look weird, though. They look strange.
I think, as you guys mentioned, it's important, though, that Aaron Judge off to a fast start without the torpedo bat.
Yeah.
You can't just say, hey, oh, it's just, you know, hey.
No.
He's still
doing
it.
You still have to put the
bat
on the ball. Let's not forget that. The bat has to hit the ball.
Right.
And just try that first.
Which
for
is
a
very
second.
Difficult.
Yeah. Really hard. God.
Now, the reason I think the bat technology is sort of in focus is because the pitchers – technology has been extraordinary. There's more guys throwing 100 miles an hour than ever. And there's other kinds of technology that have given pitchers something of an edge. This is good. This is a good swing. I don't know if a lot of players are going to do it, though. We'll see on that.
I don't know why you wouldn't, though. If you're seeing a success from the Yankees using the bat, it makes it easier to
have. I would imagine most guys are at least going in batting practice. Hey, give me one of those.
Considering it, at least. Try it out.
I'm going to take a swing at one of these.
But I read an article where a lot of guys just kind of like poo-poo it. Like, yeah, that's the fad. That type of thing. Yeah, it's a fad. So I don't know.
Or a bunch of guys just going like, hey, just check out the... As Milwaukee starts giving up like 10 runs to everybody.
I mean, there's teams, Jake, where nobody's using them. You know that, right? Yeah.
But if I'm seeing teams that are using it have great success, that's your own fault.
I think
everyone's looking.
Everyone's looking.
Or I'm at least going to go to batting practice and say, let me hit a couple of these things.
Check it out. There was one manager who said, well, I haven't seen one. I haven't even seen one yet. Really? So, yeah, it hasn't swept the league yet, but we'll see. We'll see.
Torpedo bat. It's just, again, people watch baseball for home runs. If you're not a, they do. If you're a baseball purist, you might like, a pitcher's duel. But if you're the common person that does not watch baseball, you're more inclined to watch if somebody's hitting 70 home runs in a season.
You don't roll into like that. God, I'm hoping to see a couple Texas leaguers just kind of pop over the second baseman's head. Off the handle, broken bat off the handle, single into the right field. That's not what I'm looking
for. Growing the game of baseball will happen when runs are scored at a high volume again. Home runs are high. I like when pitchers pitch well, but it's more fun to see batters having success.
I thought about the other day, what's the perfect game for you in the World Series?
3-1.
3-2. 3-2. That's the score I'd like to see.
Run. That's not home run.
That's World Series. That's what I want to see.
Right. Me too.
That's what I want to see. I want to see 3-2.
That's why when Jake says that, I don't know if I'm not that guy. I don't need to see home runs.
And the World Series is supposed to be the most well-rounded team.
I don't want to see like a softball game.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for a constant 12-10 game, but I do want to see, this person's closing in on a record of amount of home runs. It's fun to see, this guy's on 60-plus home run watch. That's fun. Yeah, or multiple guys. Think about... When it was Sosa and McGuire.
Oh, yeah, it was incredibly popular.
Luis and Gonzalez and Barry Bonds in the 2001 season.
Incredibly popular.
That's fun.
The popularity was incredible at that time.
Think about this. We lived right in our prime during McGuire and Sosa. That
was fun.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there's some things
with it.
It
was fun.
I agree, but the coverage, I couldn't wait to watch SportsCenter.
Absolutely.
I was watching every night.
You knew.
I wanted to know what was going on. When one got crushed, it captured America.
It did.
It captured. It was like, there's been nothing like it since that time.
Absolutely
there's been nothing
not.
Like it since that time.
The roids have gone away.
Yeah.
Bring back the roids. Bring back home runs and torpedo bats.
It didn't bother me at all. I loved it. I did too. I enjoyed it. Saw Sammy Sosa at a hotel in Florida once. It freaked me out. He was pushing a baby carriage.
Talk
like,
to him?
No. I was like, jeez.
Which one freaked you out more, seeing Sosa or John Cougar Mellencamp?
Close.
Ooh, right
close.
There.
Good question, Bill.
Mellencamp thing has affected me.
I know.
We're getting
We talk about it every third day.
We get pictures in the chat about Mellencamp once in a while still.
Anything Mellencamp pops up, it gets screenshotted and sent out immediately. Mellencamp.
Spillover's next. An early break on the ticket.
The spill.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.